USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's lawyer talks about the truth of what he says about truth.
It's like a tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn.
Because
James Comey says he did. And the president says he didn't.
That's right. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
That report from Robin Walensky, a notorious Nazi war criminal who's lived in the U.S. for nearly 70 years, now being deported to Germany after he was arrested in New York City by ICE agents yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The jury in former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's trial continuing deliberations today. The jury in Alexandria, Virginia, wrapping up day three of deliberations yesterday without coming to a decision on the tax and bank fraud charges against Manafort. President Trump will be traveling to Charleston, West Virginia for a rally there this evening. The president's to campaign for Republican Senate candidate Patrick Morrissey, who is trying to unseat Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. Primary ballots will be cast in two states today, Alaska and Wyoming. U.S. officials now say Al-Qaeda's head bomb maker is dead after a drone strike in Yemen. That strike took place last year and likely killed Ibrahim al-Asiri, a man most recently thought to be working on bombs that could fit into a laptop or mobile device. He'd once been called the most sophisticated terrorist bomb maker on the planet. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Developments in the case of a man who allegedly opened fire in a newspaper office. A trial date's been set for the man charged with killing five people in the Capital Gazette newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland in June. The judge setting the date for Jared Ramos' trial for January 15th, 2019. Anne Arundel County State's Attorney Wes Adams will handle the prosecution.
We're going to handle it just like we would every other case. If it needs to go to trial, we go to trial. If there's a plea that can be worked out that is fair and just to everybody involved, then we'll work out a plea.
Ramos pleaded not guilty when he was indicted by a grand jury on a total of 23 counts of murder, attempted murder, and assault. He's accused of opening fire in the newsroom on June 28th. Comedian Kevin Hart's movies could be targets of a boycott now by supporters of President Trump after the comedy actor took a lot of verbal shots at the president during last night's MTV Video Music Awards show. One Trump supporter's tweeting this morning, "Kevin Hart, the decline starts now. It's all downhill from here." And Cape Canaveral's a step closer to resuming manned space flights. Yesterday, SpaceX installed the walkway that astronauts are going to use to board the Crew Dragon capsule missions to the International Space Station. SpaceX is planning to send its first such manned mission to the ISS next April. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.